Oh, salutations. You are the candidate for the Magnus, am I correct? Wonderful, wonderful. I was a bit worried that I might have gotten or snagged the wrong person. But I'm glad that it's you. I should probably introduce myself. My name is Alpheus. Yes, you're, what do they call it? The piece of paper that shows the order of the different mages that you're supposed to visit. Yes, your timetable. Yes, when I was given the timetable, the time that they gave me was very inconvenient, so I hope I'm not being too intrusive by expediting things, I should say. Brilliant, brilliant. So I suppose, first things first, have you actually met any of the other mages yet, or am I first? Splendid, splendid. So like I said, my name is Alpheus, and my specialties range from... Well, I think it's more fun if I actually show you. Just take a gander at this. You see? No, it's not creation. I can't create things, but it is an illusion. Are you familiar with illusions? Well, that's perfectly fine. If you're the candidate for the Magnus, then you should be able to pick up new spells and magics quite easily. Or instantly, I should say. But the reason you're visiting all these different mages, it's not just for mundane lessons. There's a reason for it, after all. If you're going to win the competition to become the Magnus, then it's important for you to be able to access unique and powerful magics. Now, there's different ways and different methods that us mages access schools of magic and techniques and such and such. Myself, personally, I'm more, I suppose you could say that I'm more religious. Yes, not to the Abrahamic god, but the old gods, ones that are part of mythology. Are you familiar with, Norse mythology, or Greek mythology, or Egyptian mythology? And that's a shame. There's actually an Egyptian goddess that I would recommend that you actually worship. Her name is Tutu. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I've never been the best at the names and pronunciations, but I would recommend praying to her. Well, I believe that I've been talking long enough. I should probably get into the thick of it. So, the main god who I venerate is Hypnos. Are you familiar with him? Well, he's from Greek mythology. The son of Nyx. Surely you know about the furious Nyx. The one that even Zeus Almighty himself is afraid of. Oh, well, that is quite disappointing, but I don't blame you. Obviously, in our world, people have all sorts of different things that they like to invest themselves into. Not many people really care about the gods anymore, but when you're able to get their favor, they're able to offer you incredible boons and magic. And this is what set me apart from so many other mages. This is why you have been sent to me to learn. So Hypnos, what can I tell you about him? Well, he's the god of sleep, dreams. He was even able to put Zeus Almighty to sleep himself. Even helped Poseidon and I think, what's her name? I think it was Hera? Poseidon and Hera, they won a war, they put Zeus to sleep. I don't want to bore you with all these details. I can tell that you're a bit sleepy, if you pardon the pun. You don't. Wait, are you unaware right now? You do realize that we're in a dream? Wow, that's actually shocking. You should have been able to tell. Granted, I am incredibly masterful at this, but If you're a candidate for the Magnus, you should definitely be able to tell that you're in a dream right now. How do you think I was able to find you? No, that's the thing, I wasn't able to find you. Yes, I projected myself into your dreams. My specialties include dream manipulation. I thought you would have been able to pick up on that, or at least get an inkling of what my magic was. Listen, if you're going to be the Magnus, you really need to hone your skills and wake up a little bit, if you'll pardon the pun again. Oh, it's completely fine. It's completely fine, and I do apologize for invading your sleep time like this. But like I said, my sleep schedule is very erratic. I'm typically awake during the antisocial hours at night. And the timetable, as you can see, it's all based in the day. So you want me at my best if you want me to teach you. So this is the best way to do it. But like I said, Hypnos, yes, he's an amazing god to venerate. Not that popular, I would say. But when he bestows his gifts upon you, you'll be able to do amazing things. You'll be able to enter people's dreams like so-and-so. You'll be able to manipulate them. You'll be able to give them nightmares. Now, there is another god, I think, from Roman mythology. I don't think he's mentioned in Greek mythology. His name's Phobeta. I believe he's supposed to be a son of Hypnos. Now, he's more about nightmares. If you're interested in that sort of stuff, you see, if a god is less popular, then they're more able to focus on the people who worship them or who seek power from them. So do keep that in mind. Hypnos, while he's not the most popular, he is more popular than Phobeta. So depending on what you want. Exactly. Now, stay still. Yeah, so what I want you to do, actually, I want you to just relax your mind. Are you a lucid dreamer? Right. Well, this is the thing. So, when it comes to this type of magic, the best way to combat it is actually by being adept in lucid dreaming and, well, people from the lesser natural world. They're not that great at it. No. You're misunderstanding me. You see, when you're from the lesser natural world, even if you're an avid lucid dreamer, it doesn't compare to the natural world. Oh, right. I'm probably confusing you. I did hear that you're actually... Yep. So, let's just clear some things up. So here, in our world, we call your world the lesser natural world. Whereas you call our world the supernatural world. But enough about that. Let's focus more on the gods. So the best way to venerate them is actually not a traditional prayer as you may know it, but it's more so to engage in what a god presides over. It's to read their stories, to learn about them, to spread them. Now, not every single god is the same, but these are the methods which I found most effective. Yes, I guess you could say that I'm very different from a lot of mages in the sense that I don't exactly study magic. I study the gods, and the gods are very kind to me. Very kind indeed. Now, I will say, you have been very receptive to the thing that I've been saying, and the fact that I've already entered your dreams and even manipulated it will unlock a lot of magics in you if you are a true Magnus candidate. Because, as you know, in order to be a Magnus, you have to have the potential to instantly or very quickly learn any and all magic that is performed around you. And so, when you meet the other mages, you can expect them to be showing off as well. But just one last thing before you depart, just so that you're very aware of the things that I've given you. And also, I don't like to be unfair. Yes, I don't like to be unfair. And I have actually gotten a lot from you. You see, it's not just illusions and dreams that I'm good at working with, it's also the mind. And I've been reading yours all this time. I mean, you could say that the whole reason I wanted you asleep was because you're more easy to read and more susceptible and vulnerable while you're asleep, but like I said, I like things to be mutual and I don't like there to be any bad blood. And sooner or later, you're going to realize what I've done, so I prefer to be honest. And to be honest, you can feel special because I might not do this with others. But to make you aware of the magic that I've been using will allow you to use said magic as well. So obviously the mind reading magics, the dream manipulation, and the illusion that I have been using all this time. Yes, you see, even what you're seeing right now is an illusion. It's why it's a bit more difficult to detect the magic. So a lot of the time when people appear in other people's dreams, they like to astral project. But I find that a bit too intimate. So I prefer to just send a illusion to deal with everything. And through this illusion, I'm able to use magic, which a lot of people are not able to do. But it's something that you'll be able to do because you've witnessed it. And that's my gift to you. And in exchange, there will be no bad blood of me reading your mind and all those juicy little details about... Well, I'm sure you know what I would have been interested in reading. Well, I'll leave you to your sleep. You have to be up in a few hours to see... who was that first on your timetable? Virgil. He is so adorable. Very strict, I'd say. And looks like you're seeing... Right. Oh. Nicodem. I thought he was locked away. Well, good luck with that one. Yes, but Virgil is your next fellow mage that you'll be seeing. So all the best of luck with him. Like I said, he's a little bit strict. And he likes to study a lot. He's quite smart, I'd say. But other than that, have fun, enjoy yourself, and I wish you all the best in your examinations. Now sleep.